photocopies. And then there is a second that has a couple of other important photocopies. We've also a lot of updates. While we're waiting for the recorder, also a couple of scheduling things. As far as the scheduling things are concerned, so Mayor Sessions, everybody's invited on Wednesday night. Our place for a hot and receiva. Due to the fact that I'm having to come meet him over Tuesday night, and then I'm going to be Zofa to be with you on Wednesday night, I think we won't have Shear on Thursday. Which means that really then the next week is Monday. We're going to see that the Sugya of Zofa Karim is a large one. So I think what we're going to do is Tuesday we'll try to find another place. Is that okay with you, Rav David, in terms of is Tuesday okay with you?
You're talking about tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow. A week from tomorrow. So what the calls on location Sunday, Monday. We're going to skip Thursday and then, but I even thought of asking the guys whether they want to do it Monday and decided it wasn't right for my wife to ask the guys to do it on Monday. So we'll continue next session on Tuesday with a lot of the halakha l'maisa. And so I'll still make more announcements.
No class on Tuesday.
Is there a recording?
Tuesday is no class.
Is there a recording? Which Tuesday?
I can't find the next recording. Wasn't by his microphone.
No, I'm sure you didn't know this one.
No. I'll, you know what? After Shir, I'll go through all of the technical issues. Okay. I should press something or what? Okay. Be'ezer Hashem, we're continuing on the Sugya of Davar Charif, and we left off at the end of Sif Aleph, but there are quite a few points in Sif Aleph that we didn't do in Simin Sadi Vav, and we're going to continue on. The Sugya of Davar Charif is a massive Sugya. I brought in a Sefer, and when Rav Miller gave Shir, he was not aware of the Sefer, he told me. The entire Sefer is Davar Charif. He's actually a Rav in Beit Shemesh, Rav Dinkel, a fantastic Talmud Chacham. I saw him in a Simcha a short while ago, and I gave him a Yashar Koch. It's an amazing, amazing work. This is the only Sefer. I'm not aware of a Sefer on Nat Barnat, even though Nat Barnat is humongous as well. But I'm not aware of something that has enough material to make a Sefer out of it, but it is. So one of our challenges in doing the Sugya of Davar Charif is, as we try to do the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim well, there's also many, many, many halacha lemaisa hashlachos of the Sugya. We're going to continue in our path, in our derech of doing the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim well. We will make reference now to where there are discussions in the poskim. In Mirtz Hashem, the next year, which will be in a week from now, we're going to discuss go through the details. I don't know if we'll be able to discuss every detail in the entire Sefer, but we'll go through many, many of the Hashlachos Lamaisa that we won't necessarily get to today. But first, let's continue on going through the Shulchan Aruch well. So the Ramah comments towards the beginning of his Haggah in Sadi Vav Aleph, V'yesh Omrim. I didn't emphasize this last time. I want to emphasize it this time. The Ramah quotes those who say that if you cut a tznon with sakin shel iser, not only is it aser kedei netila, but rather the entire item is going to be aser. And the Shach points out, Sivkat and Yud, based on the Ramah himself, that this is the minig lechatchila. The Ramah says, V'cheinim chatchu b'sakin shel basar, asar kulo b'chalav. The rules of Davar Charif tell us that it's going to be, that item is going to be entirely asar b'chalav. V'chein nogin lechatchila. And this is our custom lechatchila. Aval b'di'evet, what does b'di'evet mean? B'di'evet means that if you have the Davar Charif that falls into chalav, then your mishar k'neged netila, as we spoke about last week. Ein lesar, rakadei netila. The only yisr is going to be kedei netila. The Shach comments is Sivkat and Yud, that this is the psak, and he adds, when we say v'chein nogin lechatchila, the Shach says, peirush bein b'sakin shel basar, bein b'sakin shel goy. Here, the same applies to a sakin of basar and a sakin of goy. Now, this is going to come up a few times in learning the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim. And that is, there are two issues when it comes with Davar Harif. One issue of Davar Harif is that you have the tznon, the Davar Harif, that absorbed meat. Another issue is when it absorbs the Isur itself. So the Shach says that this halacha l'chatzilu or machmir, that you need kidei kulo and not kidei netilo, against everything we discussed last week that we dramatized in the Mechaber, which is going to be correct, everything we dramatized last week for Svardim. The Shach says that that halacha applies both to sakin shel bas and sakin shel goy. Noyegin l'chatzilu asa kulo. What's the chiddush over here? So the later Mefarshim point out that there is quite a chiddush in this Mechaber, in the Shach. There's quite a chiddush over here in the Shach. I might have thought that there's a difference between basar and a dvar isur. Because when I have a case of basar, so then I have a tznon, and the tznon now has a tam of basar inside. So we're going to say that l'chatchila, if you're going to drop it in, you have to be mishar to the chalav, you're going to have to be mishar shishim keneged the whole thing. So don't do it. Don't do it. Over here, you already have the isur inside. So then I would say maybe that you should go back to the rule of the mechaber. When the mechaber says you go to netila, kamash malon, the shach is being mechadesh, no. And he points out that this is the opinion of the Torah Schatas and others, and he concludes, avu b'di'evet, shenis bashel, b'im b'sachin shal basa b'im b'sachin shal goy, ain't sarach l'shar rak kedei netila. So that's something that we didn't emphasize last week in the shita of the Ramah. Now the Ramah introduces a case of Safek, where in the last seven or eight lines in the Ramah in Aleph, Vim Yesh Safek, Im Nechtach Besakin Shel Isur, if you have a Safek of whether the Dover Harif was cut by a Sakin Shel Isur, as Linan Lekula, we go Lekula, Lechein, Koinim Hatsnonos Shiesh Ben Chatuchin Letzad Zanvosein, Kitailinan Shenasa Bemora Vicha Tzina. A carpenter's aids. If that's how you pronounce it. A-D-Z-E. This is an item that's not used to cut food. Since it's an item that's used to cut food, so even though you have a chash, you go into a store, you know where this comes up? This comes up in Erev Pesach. It could come up many times. But the time that I thought about most is Erev Pesach. I remember going into many stores in Brooklyn. I didn't grow up in the heart of the Orthodox neighborhoods. I grew up on the borders. So the fruit stores were owned by Koreans. So now you buy chrein, you buy horseradish on Erev Pesach. And if you'll notice, most of the time they do you a favor, which is not really a favor. They cut off the top. So now what's the halacha going to be? You have something that's clearly a davar harif, as we're going to see shortly. It was used by a sakin shel goy. Do you have to be choshesh now that the Korean fellow also used it to cut his meat? So the Ramah says as follows. The Ramah says he could be makel. There are some who don't use their sakin shel basar. They use another type of tool. Now that, I don't know how relevant that is today. How many goyim cut their things, even in commercial setting, by a carpenter's tool, but where you would have a safek is, do they have a special knife? Do they have a special knife, or do they mix their knives? So the Ramah says, you could be makel if there's a tzad to be tola. Ubemakom shein nimtza liknos rak hachatuchim besakim, noegin liknos ulahatir al yidei netilas makom. So the Ramah's conclusion is, lahalacha lemaisa, it would seem that the Ramah would hold that in such an instance, you should be machmir for netilas makom. In such an instance, if you have a legitimate safek, the chidush over here in the Ramah is that you don't say that the entire horseradish is going to be usher. All you would have to do is netilas makom. The Shach raises a very interesting thing in Sifkatan Yud Beis. The Shach is not convinced at all that the Ramah is right. Because says the Shach, wait a second. Here we're talking about the Korean fellow doesn't eat Reuben and he doesn't eat Rabbanut. The meat that he uses to cut with his knife is entirely treif. If that's so then in such a case you got a safek on a d'oraisa. This is a safek of a d'oraisa. Davar Charif is a real thing. Davar Charif is a real thing. Then you got a Shaila Daraisa. You got a Shaila Daraisa. Savik Daraisa goes L'chumra. That's what the Shach is bothered by in Sif Katan Yud Beis. Even Yesh Safik. Harab Kitzer Kan. Shabagos Sharidur Vahagos Isavetar Arach Lohitim Marai Bisafik. Ela Achrein. No. Over there. Exciting. This is exactly the case in Brooklyn. The Chrein Mitam Daharbe Poskimein Osrim Ela Besakim Ben Yomo. Says the Ramon misunderstood what the Marai was discussing. What he was discussing was a case in which you had a Sakin She'ena Ben Yomo. So therefore, he was Mekil on a Sakin Eina Ben Yomo, and Machmir on a Sakin Ben Yomo. Why? Because we have two Eterim that we've mentioned already previously that we put on the board. Number one is that some say that the halacha of davar charif only applies to tznon. It doesn't apply to other things. We're going to see that lechatchila we don't pask in that way, but there's some who held that it only applies to tznon. We saw even more who are even making more than that. We saw there are some who say that the eina ben yomo applies only to chiltis. But there's some who say that even the davar charif lechatchila doesn't even b'dieved does not apply to things outside of tznon. And then there are some who say that it only asers ben yomo. It won't aser an eina ben yomo. Vim kain, and so therefore, says the Shach, I disagree with the Rama halacha maisa, but tznon. Hecha yadua shasakin oye ben yomo. If you know that the sakin was a ben yomo, elohayu mesupak im chotach bo atznon ulo, the other chotach be bevade avyasa kuliyam asveiko lechumra. So the Shach is not going to be machmer in the case in Brooklyn. But he will be machmir in a case of where you have a suffix of whether a ben yomo, where you have a sakin ben yomo, and you're not sure if the it cut the snon or not. In other words, you know that the goy has a sakin ben yomo, you know for sure he has it, and now you have a suffix whether you use this or the carpenter's tool. So then, in such a case, says the Shach, you would have to be machmir. Even though the Ramah never mentioned that caveat, the Shach says it's a safek d'oraisa. If it's a safek d'oraisa, you need to be machmir. So it's a crunch. According to the Shach, in a case of where you have a sakin ben yomo that was in the goy's rishus, you're just mesupak whether he used it to cut the tznon or not. So then in such a case, says the Shach, you have to rely on the rule of Safik Daraisa Lechumra. For some reason, the Ramah seemed to be Mekel that you could be Tola in all instances. When, says the Shach, can you be Mekel? The Shach says the instance that you're going to be able to be Mekel is an instance where we're talking about an Eina Ben Yomo. Or we're talking about another Tzad Lahakel. We're talking about Tznon. So there are two tzadim to be mekel. Number one, eino ben yomo, there's room to be mekel. Number two, by tznon also, there's room to be mekel as well. So then you could be mitzarif those kulas. But a straight up suffix on a ben yomo, that straight up suffix, says the Shach, one is going to need to be machmir. Before I take all your questions, let's take a look at the Piskei Tshuva's defense of the Ramah. The Ramah in Sifkatan, the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkatan Beis quotes those who defend the Ramah. Sifkatan Beis. Va'ayim b'kreisi u'place. He quotes the Shach, and he says the following. Va'ayim b'kreisi u'place. Shehik she'olav. You know what? Let's read the summary as well. Let's read the summary, because the summary is helpful. Ayin shach shehisig al ramat. Midvar mashma. Da'av sheyedua shasakim ben yomo. Even when you know the sakim ben yomo. El savigim nechtoch bo obimar v'chatsina shari. V'halesa. D'davke b'chreinu d'yesh ha'atikai gavna v'lo b'tzno. So the Shach concludes that you could be makil, this point I didn't emphasize, you could be makil in regards to the chrein, but snon, you're going to have to be machmir. In contrast to the Ramah seemed to say that you could be makil even by snon. And the Shach said, why? Snon, you're going to have a straight up suffik d'oraisa. Why would you be more machmir even according to Shach by chrein? Because who says chrein is a davar charif? You could be mitzaref that. That much the Shach is going to give. But in case of where you have objective ben yomo, in such a case you could be makel. Before we even go on for the defense, now that we read that in the summary, I would just add, so therefore in the case of Brooklyn, so for sure you have many, many tzadim lahakel, even according to the Shach. You, if in the case of a Safek, you'd be able to be making in regards to Chren, you wouldn't even be need to be Machmir for Kedei Netila. But, at the end of the day, it seemed like the Ramah was even making in regards to Tznon. So that's where the Shach says that Tznon is a Vadai Dover Harif, we consider a Dover Harif, so then we should say, Safek Doraisa goes L'chumra. So he quotes the Plesi with a Teretz. I am B'Kresi, Plesi Sheikh Shalom. To Yeshu Yerek Ahu Cheskes Heter. There's a very lumdish discussion over here. This Yerek has a cheskas heter. Vehemid adover al cheskaso. The lo nechtach b'sakin shel isur. We have a rule that if you have an item that has a cheskas isur, simply by giving a cheskas heter, if you give it a 50-50 possibility, in such a case, the rule is that you still rely on its chazaka. If there's an overwhelming possibility that became asur, so then it loses its chazaka. But over here, where it's a 50-50 and equal safek, a relatively equal safek, why don't we say that you go after the cheskas kashrus, that the snon has a cheskas kashrus? And here the Pischei Tshuva quotes an interesting dechia. Fayim v'tshuva has told us, Yitzchak Shisiv alav, da'ad amrin hemen adava cheskaso, dafke echad isyalid reyesa mitzad atzmo. When do we say that you have something that you have its cheskas heter? You go after its cheskas meikara. It had a cheskas meikara as being kosher. And now you want to say it wants to change. What's an example of that? You check the mikveh. You check the mikveh. The mikveh had 40 sah. The mikveh looked kosher. There was no cracks. Everything was fine. You come back, and now there's a crack in the mikveh. You now have a problem that it's no longer vashporen. It's no longer sitting in one place, it's now moving, it's zochlin, and now the mikveh is going to have a problem. Or, for that matter, you measure the mikveh, and now it's no longer 40 sa. Either case, the classic case that you have in the beginning of Masechas Nida. So then, says the Tolus Yitzchak, then you add a cheskas meikara on the mikveh. What happens if somebody comes, and you think that there's a possibility that he took out some of the saw in the mikveh? So then there's no cheskas meikara, there's no original status of the mikveh, because something from the outside came to change its status. Says the Tshuva, told us Yitzchak, the same thing over here. Here too. We're not going to say hemir adavar al cheskasa, because what's the taina? The taina is that it was once kosher, but then the Korean fellow came, and he cut it. So then in such a case, you don't have any cheskas heter. What was the place in Svara? That's already for Iyun. What would the place he hold? But this is the diyun, and what comes out halacha lemaisa from this discussion here the halacha lemaisa is clear. At the end of the day, if you have a suffix on most davar harifim that we're machmir on, as we're going to see in Sif Beis, we're going to see many examples of things that we are machmir on. Nevertheless, those don't fall into the category of tznon. We saw two cases in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. We saw the case of Tznon and Silka. They don't fall into the category of Tznon and Silka. And therefore, automatically, if you have any type of suffix vis-a-vis them, one could be Makel. That is even according to the Shach. The Ramah was even more Makel in regards to Tznon, and he said, according to the Plesi, the Svar being Kurlain and the Chazaka, but at the end of the day, we have a question of why that's so. So presumably, we'd be Choshesh for the Shita of the Shach. And when it comes to Tznon, you would not be able to rely on the Chazak. Yes, Alan.
Just a question on the Shach. What do you mean in the case that you can mechalik in the case and say there's a case of ben yoma in a ben yoma? I understand. If I've got a knife that I know is ben yoma, then there's no support for suffix then. If I know that with the knife,
the question is whether he cut and use that.
The question is, I'm not sure. As in, it's not the case where I saw him cut with a knife.
Correct.
It seems a bit rougher to say, as in, I know that the nondu has a knife and a shot that's a ben yoma. I'm not sure if he...
I'll tell you, it makes a lot of sense. I'll tell you why it makes a lot of sense. Exactly because of the shop. If you're dealing with a case in your house, when we were discussing with Avrechim and Seder, in your house, the odds are that you're going to pull out a knife that was a ben yomo that used for something hot is almost slim to none. That's true. But in a commercial setting, that's absolutely not that way. If they have a deli station, so then it's very, very common where you know that the knife is used as a ben yomo. It's used, that knife is used every 20 minutes.
Potentially you could say a more likely, because it seems like a complicated way of setting up the subject, saying, I know there was a knife that's a Ben Yom, I don't know if that was a knife used. Maybe it's more simple to say, yes. I know a knife, I don't know if that knife is a Ben Yom or not. And therefore, and then you could say also that comes back to the standard subject. If you don't know something's a Ben Yom, you go to the Kula. So it just seems like a very fun.
But this is how the Poskim set it up. This is the case that the Poskim set up. In other words, what you think the Ramah was talking about a different case?
It's not a different case, it's just the way you look at the subject. Because I know it was covered with a knife. I don't know if this knife is a Ben Yom or not. That's my subject. It's not, I know there was a knife that was a Ben Yom in the shop. I don't know.
That's what the Shach, I think, says. I think, unless I misread the Shach.
That's what I'm saying. My question.
You're saying that.
It seems like a rock of way to.
So what we have to look up, which I didn't do, to see if you're right or wrong. Usually most questions demand you to learn harder. Mm-hmm. So what you have to do is look up the Agos Sharidu, and you got to look up the Agos Sivahetar Aruch to see what the cases they're talking about. And then maybe that would be relevant in terms of defending the Ramah, v'chulei, v'chulei. Yes, yes.
Why did the Shach assume that Ramah was talking about non-Ben Yom, or
it's like Stam Chayim, Rayin and Ben Yom? Oh, that's the next Shach. Says the Shach, Sifkot in your Gimel, Kita Linan, Da'af im Nechtechu B'sakin. He says you could be told the hakel mikol makom stam kelim shall go ena ben yomo. V'yesh poskim machshirim ve'ena ben yomo. So the Shach explains that when the Ramah says v'chein koni matzlon sheyesh ben chotlan tzan v'osein ki talinon etc., he explains that the heter over here is that even if it was cut with the sakin, we could still assume that the stam keli of a goy is an ena ben yomo. And we can rely on the shitas that say that Neina ben Yomo, you're makel on a dover charif. Yes.
Right, so, I think when I was learning this thing, I got to the shaft, so then I asked Ruth, so why do you have the kasha on the Ramah? And
the pretty shaft. Yes, it's almost like the shaft in Sifkat Yigimel seems to be so what he's saying in his base. Yes, Shela Tova. Vamei Vinyavin, it seems to be against what we had said before, that the shaft said that we were talking about. Safek on a Ben Yoma. Now he says you could be Tola Enochanan. I think there are good answers that we could give, but we'll leave that as a kasha. It's a nice kasha. Okay. Let's continue Be'ezer Hashem Sivteis. So this was a case of Safek. Maybe let's just crunch La Halacha again. In cases of Safek, one could be Mekil, as long as we're not dealing with its known itself. And particularly also if there's any tzad that the sakin is an Einam Ben Yomo, so even though we're machmer and davar charif an Einam Ben Yomo, that would also be a tzad to be tola lahakim. The next topic that we're going to be discussing in Siv Beis is what qualifies as a davar charif, what constitutes a davar charif. So the Mechaber says as follows, Im chotach bo shumin u betzalin u krishin. So we know a shumin is garlic, Bitzalim is onions. By the way, there are cases we had in Sadi Beis where we discussed onions and no one brought up Davar Charif, which is a Tzarech Yun. Okay. Krishin, Rav Miller did not know what it was. I don't know what it is. V'tamcha shekorin chrein. That's added. Chrein also. U'kiyotzi mahem midvar ma'charifim. And similar things are Davar Charif. U'peiros chamutzim. As well as the Beis Yosef adds from the Aruch HaShchaim, fruits that are tangy. What would be the best way to translate chamutzim? In a stronger word, some that's more chamutz. That are some sour. Some say that it would include all citrus fruits. V'dagim meluchim dinim shave lachtoch votznon. In all of these cases, they are the exact same thing as tznum. The Ramah then immediately says, but again, you could be makel on goyish food in this regard. Umikol makom moter lechol merkachas charifim shel goyim kigo zangvil ukiyotzei bov diyeshem kelim yuchadim lekach otol shenoso. So the Ramah says that in his days, most of the times that you had zangvil, which some translate as ginger, anybody get any other translation of it? A zangvil, so in such a case, he says, they generally use kelim miuchadim, or they don't even cut them at all. Toshlenoso, they're simply uprooted from the ground, and therefore there's not going to be a shaila when it comes to these items. We are going to discuss how the poskim conclude with before we even get to Halacha L'maisa L'maisa, but just go through the different shitas of the poskim about what are the different categories of Davar Charif. But first, of course, we'll do Be'ezer Hashem, the Shach, properly. So comes along the Shach in Sif Katan Tezayin, and he points out that Dagim Aluchim, there are different categories. Says the Shach, Sif Katan Tezayin, Mashma Deldas HaMechaber, Asurim Kidei Netila. He says, first of all, when it comes to Dagim Aluchim, the Mechaber seems to say that's Asur Kidei Netila. Uladas HaRav Lechatzkel Asurim Kula. So what will come out is that if you have a sharp fish, that would be something like a herring, so then in such a case, according to Mechaber, you need Kidei Netila. According to Ramah, you have to be Machmir for the entire thing. But the Evet Tzarech L'Shar Kidei Netila. Aval B'Torah Chatas. So now, by Aval, the Shach asks the Kasha. Shach asks, Aval B'Torah Chatas Mei V'Shem Yisavet Ha'arach, Dim Chatach Dogim Aluchim V'San Shal Yisar Tzarech Greida. So he asks the stira. The Rama himself told us that lechatchila, what's the halacha? The Rama says that you need kulo. Yet over here in the Torah Chatas, all he says is you need netila. The kakos leilsim in samach tesiv katan pei tes b'shem arav. V'tzarech lomar is a teretz. The mechaber mayri kishem meluchim biyoser. The oz agav chorfei demelach v'duchka desakin ba'otvei. Avu mishum ma'at melech lo chashiv charif kidul il simin sadi hey siv beis b'hagah. So the Shach has now introduced to us gray areas. The Shach has says that there are times that there are fish that are very salty, that's a full davar charif according to Rama, and there are fish that are, yes, davar charif, but not so davar charif. So we're going to need to make seder out of this. We're going to need to figure out which ones are real davar charif, and the ones that are less, when is it that we're going to be makel? So this is our first taste of the fact that A, we're not always machmir lechatchila even for kulo, and B, that we see that there are different levels of davar charif. So on this topic, I think it makes sense immediately to go to Sif Dalet. Because in Siv Dalet as well, we're going to see in between categories also. We're going to come back to Siv Gimel, and let's go to Siv Dalet, where we have this gray area as well. Says the Mechaber, Siv Gimel we're going to see as a separate world. Says the Mechaber in Siv Dalet, Mei limons, shemiviyim agoy, v'chein chatichos dag maliach, shemiviyim agoy, b'chavios mutarim. Lemons that are brought by Gentiles, and as well, Chatichos dag meliach, may lemons, yeah, in a chanami, lemon juice that are brought by goyim. So then, in such a case, halacha is that they are mutter. Says Rama, mipnei shemivim harbe biyachad. So the question over here is, why is it mutter? The goy is using a sakin, and the sakin over here, you have to be choshesh, is a sakin of iser. The shach will cheshbon that again. That's a sakin of Iser. So why is it mutter? So the Rama says as follows, because they bring many. Va'afim nesru mitzasan. So even in the worst case scenario, if some of them became Aser, shenechtechu b'rishon sakin shogoy, nispatlu ba'acher ma'am nechtochim acher kach, she'im nisarin ki kvar nispatlu tam ha'sakin b'rishonim, v'lechein kulam mutarim. So here we have an interesting phenomenon. The lemons were entirely cut by the sakin shel goy. But the Rama says an interesting thing. The Rama says like this. The first few lemons would be aser. But after you've cut a few of the lemons, so then any iser that was in the knife, that is going to disappear. And the rest of the lemons are entirely heter. Because the iser that was inside, I'm repeating myself, the iser that was inside of the knife already came out, if you will, some type of kibolo kachpolto, which the Shach will struggle to explain. It already came out with the first few lemons. Once it comes out with the first few lemons, then the halacha is that you're going to be able to say that everything is going to be bottled. Yes? Oh, very good. Very good. So, the question about Hanan, some poskim say, is a raya. I'm getting off tangent because of Binyamin's good question. This came up earlier in the simon that I skipped it, but it comes back again. We saw that there are many who hold that you don't say Hanan if there is no Bishul. So some posts can say that over here as well, there's no Bishul, you could rely on those lenient opinions. Now, maybe in Yavin, we saw a Ran that holds that by Shari Surim, the only time we say Hanan is with Bishul. Kav Chomer, it's the Machlokas Rishonim, altogether whether we say Hanan. But even the Ran himself, who's Machmer by Shari Surim, says that it's only Derech Bishul. The post can make this point in a few places where it comes up, and I think you could rely on this for Halacha, that a few times it comes up in Sadi Vav, where they ask Hanan, and they come back to this Yisod. Yes? Yes. Yes. In a Hanami. But I'm saying La Halacha. In a Hanami, yes. The question was in Sifkat and Tess, the Shach didn't seem to go that way. Right. But I saw a few times Poskim. I think there's enough Chumras Agabi Chumras over here that we could pull out that Yisod. In a Hanam. I'm answering La Halacha, you're asking in the Shach. Nachon. I'm training myself to, after years of just saying Iyun Shir, to think halachadik. So answering halachadik. Okay. So this is, but Efshev Vadai, we should be mefalpa within the shita of the Shach. Okay. Now, back to the Shulchan Aruch. So that's the Cheshbon over here, that we're gonna say it's Papal. Now the Shach asks, but very practically over here, how does this work? How does this work? At the end of the day, what we've got over here is, everybody agrees, no safek. You have a sakin shaliser absorbed iser inside. So if the sakin shaliser absorbed iser inside, we've never come across this idea that if you cut it a bunch of times and all of a sudden it goes out. We never came to this process of heksher, we've never seen this before. So the Shach has an arichus over here in Sifkat and Chav that's not difficult to read, so we're going to do it inside, where the Shach once again brings out the idea that citrus, here a lemon, might be different than its known. So let's take a look at the Shach. Shach Sivkot and Chav, Zelosh and Shiboni Aleket, Limonon Shal Goy Min Adin La'asam Nesha Chotun La'asam Sankh Shem V'Agav Chorfayu Bolu Elam Epnei Shemechatchim Rabim U'memalim Mehem Chodes Yesh Omi Shepatol Tam Asakim Rishon. That's what the Shiboni Aleket says. You skip down. U'ledati, he quotes Shitas that he doesn't like, how to explain the Shibboleth Aleket. We're going to go with the Shach's Maskana. Uledati, Lishna the Shibboleth Aleket, Shebotel Tamasakin, Mashma Mashe Belu Asakin, Elanira de Modul Sefer Truma, Ditznonu Kayotse Bo. Again, this is a little bit more than halfway through the Shach. Someone could scream out if you have in the Shulchan Aruch, I'll be here where it is. Elanira de Modul Sefer Truma, Ditznonu Kayotse Bo, Decharifi Tumva. The Michal Yelu Shevach. The Sefer HaTruma will say that when it comes to something that's Harifi Tuva, then it's Mol Shevach. El Desvir Lei the Lemon Zukiyotzebo Kivan She'enam Harifin Kimo Atznon. So here we see the Shach again developing this idea that there are different gradations of Davar Harif. It's not as Harifik Atznon. Im Kein Lo Michalya. So the Shach suggests that when it comes to these lemons only do their magic. The magic, the mythological power of Davar Harif is not as strong for the lemons as it is for other things. So we see the lemons are a lower gradation than the tznum. And therefore, the Shach says we could be Mekel, and he begins to discuss what is the status of olives. Where does olives fall into this category? He then says, "V'inke micha the zaysim de enam charifim kolkach afilu kamo lemons enam nevatan tamasakin afil mashabluv v'dofni asakin mibechutz." Oh, yesh lomer the zaysim av the charifim kamo tznon, because he asks that it seems that by olives were more machmir, and the Shach is choshesh that olives are going to be worse than lemons. So what we see over here is this gray area where we're going to be more makeup. what emerges, as you see from the cover page, in regards to olives, I quoted the Shita, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch and Taf Mem Zayin. So there, they're machmir in regards to olives. That's what the Shach was referring to. And therefore, the Shach says, olives is not going to be as lenient as lemons, but when it comes to lemons, one could be more makel. There's no reason to believe that other citrus fruits, like oranges and oranges, as well as other fruits that are not citrus, apples and so on, shouldn't be any worse than lemons, but olives and other things that are pickled, presumably one would be more machmir. Right on the cover page, right under that entry for olives, I referred back to the Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkat and Aleph, and that's the Mishkanos Yaakov. So if you take a look right after the cover page, I just want to repeat again that you have the Mishkanos Yaakov. I brought it from home. I am very much taken by the Mishkanos Yaakov's Mahalach. We're going to see that it is that the Mishkanos Yaakov's Mahalach, as radical as it is adopted halacha lemaisa. That the Mishkanos Yaakov does say that the only time we're going to have to be machmar in Eina Ben Yomo is on the chiltis itself. So even those who are machmar on the other things for Eina Ben Yomo, for Ben Yomo, the Mishkanos Yaakov says that when it comes to chiltis, one could be makel, and we're going to get back to that as it plays out halacha lemaisa. Okay, so this is Sif Dalid, and now we're ready to see a summary about the basic halachas of what constitutes a davar charif and how it plays out in terms of halacha lemaisa within the Chachmas Adam. So let's take a look and go through the Chachmas Adam as a great summary. Those parts of davar charif that we haven't yet touched on, we're going to wait on, but a lot of the things that are important we already could see in the Chachmas Adam, because I'd like to finally get to the bottom of the different categories of Davar Charif. So if you take a look, Sif Katan Aleph in the Chachmas Adam, Mem Tes Aleph, is straightforward. And let's start from Sif Beis. We're going to read a lot of Chachmas Adam now. Sif Beis. Nidina. Eina Ose Rakide Nitila de Machmas Acharifus. Eina Mespashi Tatam Yosef Mechtei Nechtila. V'chein Tzasma Beis Yosef B'Shulchan Aruch. Aval Anu Nogim Kiramo Lesa Lechatchila Kishechotach B'sakin Shell, Bosser, Snown, Kyosaba, Osalach, Lakula, Bakala, the Hashinan, the Svir, the Poskim, the Atam is Pasha Bikula, Makal Malkum Bidiyevet, Imkvaran is Pasha, Samchina, Shulchan Aruch, Vainzer of Shishim Rak Negat Natil. So let's crunch it. Allah Lamaisa, a person has cut with a fleshiktik knife on a Davar Charif. So then, in such a case, you have to be Mashar Lechatchila on the Kol Davar Charif, Bidiyevet. If you put it in, then you're Mishar Keneged Netila, which we cheshbined last time, that the max that you have to be Mishar is Keneged, the knife itself. El Sheyedua Bebirur, by the way, we haven't done a few technical things, which I think we're going to do after we conclude Basar B'Chalav, before the Chazara. We'll go through some technical things as well as a lot of Halach Lamaisa cases. Somebody told me that they cheshbined that the max of the size of an average spoon in terms of being mesha'er vis-a-vis a whole pot, because we've always said you're mesha'er connected to the spoon. How much is the size of the spoon? So the max would be a cup, a full cup. That would be the max. Most instances, the person who says Rav Yol Yoshua told me that he was under pressure, that was the max. So most pots could have more than that. Anything more precise cheshbon, Emir Tzeshem, maybe in the next few weeks, will come away with. Also, I never gave you the halach lemais in terms of heat and so on. So again, over here as well, and just the reason I thought of it now to mention is because we saw last week that the max that you would be mashar would be the amount that could be absorbed entirely into the knife. The max that could be absorbed into the knife, yes? 60 times. Yes, correct. 60 times the pot would be 60 times, if it's 60 times the cup, then it would be mutter.
60 times the spoon is a cup.
That's right. So 60 times the cup. The max a spoon would be mamish a cup, as large as a cup.
The spoon
becomes a cup. Yeah. One spoon max would be a cup.
Sometimes
splinter are we talking about?
That all depends on the details. That we'll get back to. We'll get back to. That I'm just reporting what I was said. Sounds like a lot to me. What? No. We're not cheshbening the liquid capabilities. Okay, you think there's more room to be makel. The seder. I agree with you. I think it's an overestimate. It's not for now. I just meant to throw in the sack, and I'm quoting what somebody told me. Could be he's wrong. I'm just telling you what I'm just reporting. I was showing Lakula that would be the max. That was my point. Practically, I plan to spend a separate shiur discussing these in yon. Okay, let's continue on. So that's Sif Katan Beis, just spelling out how that works. Continues the Chachmas Sadam about 6 or 7 lines from the bottom. V'chein im chatach herring utznon b'sakin shalisir v'yesh tzas hefsid asomech lizro kedei netila v'lech lashar lo hefsid. So if you cut herring or utznon, notice here he puts the two together. In such a case, then all you need to do is to take out kedei netila. Gimel b'med varim amurim b'sakin netila v'chatach rak v'mokom echa kigon shatznon v'abotz l'adayin sholeim. This we saw last week. So if you do a dak, so then you have to be mesha'er even more. Here the Chachmas Sadam says what I answered you, Binyamin. 5 lines from the top. He says you don't have to worry about chaticha nasis nevela, rak al yidei bishul. So the Chachmas Sadam influences me a lot. Even though Yosef and David are right that the pashtus is that doesn't work in the shach. Siv Dalet, ladas mitzas poskim rishonim. Siv Dalet is really important in the Chachmas Adam. Ladas mitzas poskim rishonim lo mikri dover charif dafka court shel chiltus. That what qualifies the dover charif? Only chiltus. V'yeshom rogam tznon zeh yisa b'gemar behedi the mikri charif. Some say also tznon. What's the added chiddush though? And that is that by Eina Ben Yomo, the power to pull out Eina Ben Yomo, we only see by Chiltus. That was the Mishkanus Yaakov's point. V'das har beposkin v'chein sasam shulchan aruch, dafilu tardin v'shumin u'betzalin u'krishin etamcha, v'chein chometz, also anything with vinegar. So the Chachmas Adam has now given us a new davar charif, even if it has vinegar. Afilu eina chazak, even if it's not particularly strong, u'borsht, that's a word that I always heard about. I never actually saw it or tasted it. Afilu ein chametz arba, even if it's not very chametz, not vinegar. Adayin kimin disel kiyua depiri, based on a taz. In such cases, it's all called davar charif, which means that all the dinim lechatchila that we've seen, that even in regards to these items being cut with an eina ben yomo, would still apply lechatchila. V'dagim aluchim shekorin herring, v'chein tavlin kigon Ingeber, uperos chamutzim kiyotze bo, kol zeh, yesham din acharif, lekol achumras, with all the chumras. Ulefichach, im chodach tznon, ushar dvarim an yiskorim, bisakin shel basar, this is a good Chachmas Adam in terms of reviewing halacha lemaisa. He gives you the things, and then he tells you, therefore, what's halacha lemaisa? If you cut the sakin shel basar, with sakin shel basar eini yomo, v'umekunach, it means, and despite the fact it's mekunach, asar la'achlo v'chalav, you can't eat it with milk, v'chein imchatlo b'sakin shel iser, v'dino kile'el. So he says, first of all, we'd have to be machmer in all these things, that if you used an eina ben yomo knife to cut any of these citrus fruits and all of the above, then you can't eat it with basa. U'behefsid meruba. But behesim meruba yesh lahatir bechomet shechar o yain sheina chazak kidas hamogen avram. He says with some of these things behesim meruba there is room to be makel. The Mishnah Berura says something similar in Hilchas Pesach, and Yomo graciously photocopied it for us. It's in the back of the main booklet, not the Chachmas Adam booklet, the main booklet. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berura in Simin Tav Pei Zayin, Sifkatan pe aleph. Sifkatan pe aleph. Three lines in, he quotes Achronim. Va'ayin be Achronim. The Achronim who say, Shekasu, Dimimkom Hasim Meruba, Yesh Lismoch, Ala Poskim, De Svirulu, De Peros Chamutzim, Lo Havi, Bichlal, Dover Charif. So this is very important, especially those of us who, you know, once you have a Mishnah Brura, it's hard to bend the Shita. So the Mishnah Brura here is black on white, quoting from a Taz and a Prima Gadim, that the halacha is that Peros Chamutzim, we could be Mako, Behefsim Aruba, that doesn't qualify. Because at the end of the day, it's not on the original list, even though it's brought down by the Mechaber. So in the cover sheet, the way I broke down the categories of Peros Chamutzim is the following. We have three different categories. It seems to me that we have Chiltus and Snon. That's one category. Would it be helpful if I write on the board? Everything is written out on the cover sheet. V'ayim b'chaf masadim. It's all written out on the cover sheet. That one is we have Chiltus and Snon. V'amevin Yavin, the Mishkanes Yaakov, is more Makel than that. But this is all just the basic Shitos. When it comes to passing, then we're going to be mitzvari for all the shitas. But now this is the standard approach. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chaf Masadim, the standard approach without the kulos that may even make a lot of sense. Just first the standard approach. One category is Chultus with Snon. Then we have the second category, and that is Tardin, Shumin, Betzalin, Chrein, Peres Chamutzim, that Behefse Meruba, you could be Mekel. Now, here, in the Chachmas, the Mishnah Brura did not say you could be Mekel even by an Eina Ben Yomam. It sounded like, or by an Eina Ben Yomam. But the Mishnah Brura says you could be Mekel. Masha, you can be Mekel even for a Ben Yomam, according to the Mishnah Brura. That's the Mashmos, I think. I'd like to have Rechim to think about this, but it seems to me that would be Ben Yomam. However, when you look in the Chachmas Adam, I'd like you to think about this. As we're going to go on and read, I'm not convinced that the Chachmas Adam was Mekel even by Ben Yomam. Maybe that's why the Mishnah Brura doesn't quote the Chachmas Adam. Mishnah Brura in the Shaar HaTzion quotes the Prima Gadim and the Taz, if I'm not mistaken. So therefore, but we definitely have the Mishnah Brura who might be even more Mekel than the Chachmas Adam. And category number two is you can be Mekel Behefsim Ruba. Snon and Chiltus, you can't even be Mekel Behefsim Ruba according to the simple reading of the Mishnah Brura. By the way, the Mishnah Brura doesn't even say he's Mekel on my category number two. All he said that he's Mekel on is Peres Chamutzim, right? So, Yesh La'ayin, what about all the other categories? The reason I'm breaking it up into three categories is because you'll see that shortly that the Chachmas Adam breaks up into three categories as well. The third category in the Chachmas Adam could be found in Vav and Zayin. Chachmas Adam says, Ha de dogim meluchim, nikra davar charif, daf geherim. This only applies to herring. Avo shar dogim, shenim lechu lo mikri charif. V'lechein im chotchem besakin shal iser, sagi begreira ba'alma. V'chein b'chol ha-charifim lo nikri Hamachol charif bishvil mat melech otam sheishbo el davkim kulo orubo hu charif. So here I have a suffix I had to read the Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam here says that shar dogim shenimlechu is not called a davar charif. So, and then he says, but you need to take off kedei netila. So why does he require kedei netila? Does the Chachmas Adam say that you need kedei netila because somehow he's choshish that there's shamnunis that's going to go into the salty fish? Or is the reason that he's saying that you don't have to be machmer on kulo, but it is a little bit of a davar charif? Because he uses the expression, it's not a davar charif at all. Of course, we know that the Chachmas Adam is based on the Shach in Sifkat and Tezayin that we did before. That the Shach said that when it came to a davar fish that was partially maluach, he said, you don't have to be machmir for kulo. You can only be machmir for netila. If that's so, the Chachmas Adam's... No, most poskim assume that they're the same. No. Greira and klipa are the same thing. Greira and klipa, nachon. You're right. So you want to say that in a chanam it's just the shamnunis that the shach is in choshu, that the chacham asam is working with, even though the shach seemed to be a little bit more machmir than that. Wait. No, the shach also. Very good. Shkoch, nachon. It's going to be correct, Rav David. It's going to be working like the shach and sifkat and tazayin. But what threw me off is his lashon of ein adavar charif. His lashon is ein adavar charif. So you have to say what he means is it's not adavar charif with all of the chumras. That's what he means. He means that it's not adavar charif with all the chumras. Good. Okay. So what's that? That kula, that's not aser kedei, it's not aser and kedei kula. Because the Ramah holds that we pass in like the Ramah l'chatil, the aser is kedei kula.
But doesn't he say it's only for
Erev? Exactly.
So that's not charif at all.
No, because the Shach pointed out, Sifkat, if he's going to work with the Shach and Sifkat and Tazayin, the Shach and Sifkat and Tazayin said that it is considered partially a davar charif because it needs greida. I thought that. What's that?
Anything
kishuin with shamnunis or without shamnunis?
Assuming that there's shamnunis, it's not because it's a rafar.
Well, let's say you knew it was entirely cleaned off. The shamnunis was cleaned off. The shach or the chokmasana? That was my safek. Oh, and what about the? That's my safek. And what the shach? And what about the shach? In Sifkat and Tazayin, Shamnunis.
Yeah.
That's how you learned? Okay. He says, the Shach concluded, Avo Mishum Ma'at Melech Lo Choshev Charif, Kidil Il Simin Tzadihei Sif Beis Bahagoh. What's he bringing out when he says Sadihebe? So you guys want to say that what he's saying is that it's not that all we're choshish for is the Shamnunis. I did not read it this way. But I hear what you're saying. Because the Ramah concludes in Sadihebe, and the Kamakom lo mikri maichel davar charif mishuma at pavlin shebo rakim kulo davar charif rubo kikulo. Presumably that's what he's referring to. So you're saying that's only for Shemnunis. I did not understand the Shach that way, but Makabel. That's what threw me off. I understood that the Shach was saying that there's a middle category in terms of how much is going to be, how much it will pull out. You want to say that the Shach is only being Choshesh for Shemnunis, Makabel. And that's why the Chokhmah Sadin says, Zivkat and Vav, he's saying that all you have to do is do Greida. Yafet. Okay, Makabel, that point. Yes, absolutely. What the Avrichim pointed out is that if we're dealing with something that's not Meluach L'Gamri, so then in such a case, then it's not considered Davar Charif at all, and the only requirement would be that if the knife would have Shamnunis, so then you would need to take off Greida. But otherwise, and therefore it doesn't make a difference, Ben Yomar Eina Ben Yomar. If it has Shamnunis, then it's going to aser, but only up until Greida. But there's no din of Davar Charif at all. And I misunderstood the Shach as saying that there was this middle category where it's partially Charif and partially not. Now the Shach says in other places, but Talmidim over here are saying that this is not Allah of Davar Charif at all. And I'm a Kabbal, that the way they're saying it sounds correct. Yeah.
Yes. Saying before that anything but Snow and Chokas, we make up for and have some Aruba. So he's getting that from the fact that he's...
I'm about to get there. I'm not there yet. Zayin. Peros hachamutzim. Afal gav dikas... Peros hachamutzim, I think... when he says davar chometz? I think anything has vinegar. Anything has vinegar would be qualified as chometz. Zayin. Peros hachamutzim... Afal gav dikasavnu davi charif mikol mako v'makom hefsid yesh hakel. So here we see Peres Chamutzim, like the Mishnah Berurah said, is a separate category, because a Makom Esed, you could be Mekil. Why is he Mekil? So Yesh Omrim, the Davke Chiltus Havi Charif, based on the Taz. Some say that only a Chiltus is Charif. Okay. So he's Mekil. What's not clear to me is whether he's being Mekil even on a Ben Yomo, or only on an Eina Ben Yomo. By Mevin Yavin, the fact that he quotes Chiltus leads me to believe that he might only be talking about Eina Ben Yomo, and then Vamevin Yavin, the Mishnah Berurah would be different than the Chachma Sana. Continues, Al Kolponim nearly, Diyesh Lahakil B'dvarim She'enam Charifin V'chamutzim Harbe, Im Chotchu B'sakim She'ena Ben Yomo, V'lismoch Al Aposkim D'svirlu, Tafilu B'tznon Eina Oser, Rakdafka Ben Yomo, U'b'makom Efse Meruba, Efshir Diyesh Lismoch Afilu B'Ben Yomo, V'lismoch Al Aposkim D'afilu B'dvarim Charifim, Mutter Nat Bar Nat. So here the Chachmas Adam concludes that the Makom Hefsin Meruba, you could be Makel even by Ben Yomo, and the Makom Hefsin, you could be Makel on an Eino Ben Yomo. And so that's what we quoted in Gimel, that Varm She'enu Chamutzim Harbe, in Chotchu B'Sakin She'eni Ben Yomo, then it's not Oser. And you could even be Mekil on a Ben Yomo as well, because at the end of the day, it's not Pashut that the Dover Charif does anything more than Nat Bar Nat, and that we discussed already previously in the context of the Pri Chadash and others. Hayotze Midvareinu, what emerges is that Snon, you would have to be Machmir in all cases. When it's a Ben Yomo, when it's an Eina Ben Yomo, the Makom Hefsin Meruba, the Chachmas Adam said that one could be Mekel. When we're dealing with those things that are a discussion, whether it's a Dover Charif, so then in such a case, in the Makom Hefsid, we saw that even by a Ben Yomo, the Makom Hefsin Meruba, the Chachmas Adam is going to be Mekel. In contrast to Tznon, he'll only be Mekel on an Eina Ben Yomo. But Ben Yomo, he won't be Mekel on. And finally, if you have the third category of items that are not chamutzim harbe, so then in such an instance, there the Chachmas Adam alludes to the fact that one could be Mekel even more. What is being Mekel even more? So I want to share with you a very important tshuva lahalacha. If you take a look at the last page in the booklet, it's the Chachmas Adam booklet. In the Chachmas Adam booklet, in the last page, we have the Beis Meir. I wrote it out from David's computer. In the Beis Meir, I wrote, it's verbatim, but the Beis Meir says, the Beis Meir is very, very important in terms of halacha lemaisa if you rely on the Shita of Beis Meir. The Beis Meir combines a couple of the kulos that we had before. Let's read it word by word. He's quoting from the Ramah, V'yesh omrim afilu eina ben yom, that the Ramah says that you have to be machmir even by a sakin eina ben yom. Begins the Beis Meir, Ye royally, to lo kosev Ramah deyazo, the first chumra, the Beis Meir points out that we've been learning up until now, is that we say that a davar charif is worse than bishul, because we saw according to Mechaber Meikar Dina that bishul is a separate time. So he says, number one, we assume that Davar Charif is even stronger than Bishul. You don't say, not for not. V'gam Chumrah, and another Chumrah, V'churfa mashvelei l'shevach, that if you have an Eina Ben Yomo, then it makes it into a Shevach. Rak lochush lo l'chatchila. So Beis Meir concludes, therefore we should be choshish for this l'chatchila. Avo b'di'evet. But b'di'evet says the Beis Meir, k'gam b'midi d'shchiach. Something that's common. What's the common case? Shechotchu b'tzalim b'sagin choleves. You cut an onion with a milchik knife. Unesanum b'kdeira shel basar. And you put it in a kdeira shel basar. So Rabbi Osa, everybody have this case? This is extremely important. You have a, because it happens all the time, you have a milchik knife that cut an onion. So you ask the housewife, and you say, was it Ben Yomo or not? If she knows that's a Ben Yomo, then it's going to be hard to be Mako. But the base mayor says, most times the Stam Kalim are Enam Ben Yomo. So let's say she's not sure. You could rely on the fact that A, it's Enam Ben Yomo. And now we're going to develop the Tziruf Lahaka. The Stam Asakin Enam Ben Yomo, Mavlias Kli Rishon, Kidekai Malon, Stam Kalim Enam Ben Yomo. Now he has another tzirif leheter that a sakin choleves rov tashmisho is with kol. Umitzad mad shanunis. Now he asks a separate kasha on himself. What about shanunis? Tamid batal b'toch hakdera. That's batal toch hakdera. In kein b'di'eved shari. B'di'eved it's going to be mutter. Da'anan matirin. The Eved not Barnat, afil b'bishol. If we're Meklam not Barnat, even by Bishol, Stam Sakinin and Binyom, the Lola Achmer betray Chumras Hanal, then we shouldn't be Machmer on the second Chumra. What's the second Chumra? The second Chumra of Eino Binyomo. The base mayor says, at the end of the day, there are going to be two Chumras over here if you're going to be Machmer with the Sakin. Number one, you're going to say that the Dover Charif takes the taste in a manner that's stronger than Bishul. But what happens if we say it's just like Bishul? Then you have not bar not the etera. That's heter number one. Heter number two, another reason to be matir, is that at the end of the day, this was an Eina Ben Yomo. And Ruba de Ruba hold, the base mayor claims, that when it comes to an Eina Ben Yomo, that you don't say that the Tznon has the ability to turn it L'Shevach. Whose Shita was that? That was what we saw also from Mishkanes Yaakov. Mishkanes Yaakov said that the only time you're going to have to be Machmer an Eina Ben Yomo is a Chiltus, as we saw from the Gemara itself. So now let's talk Halacha L'Maisa. Halacha L'Maisa, you have a Milchik Dika knife that cut an onion, and you're not sure that the knife was Ben Yomo, and then the onions were put into a pot. So even though, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the halacha would be that one would be, particularly according to Ramah, one would be machmir, because you've got Eina Ben Yomo, you have to be machmir by Dover Charif, as well as the fact that you don't say not bar not by Dover Charif, says the Beis Meir. Eina Ben Yomo is a chiddush. Not saying not Barnat is a chiddush. Hayotze midvarenu, you have two tzadim lahakel that come together. Again, because this piece there is so important, I'll repeat it again, what the two tzadim are. One tzad is that at the end of the day, a davar charif doesn't do more than not Barnat. So therefore, this tznon is already got a second nesinas tam. And therefore, b'di'evet, if you put it b'kutach, it's going to be mutter. That's one tzad. And the other tzad is that to say that a Dover Charif awakens an Eina Ben Yomo was a chiddush by Chiltus, and to apply it to any other case, as the base mayor, one would not. And I'm pointing out then that what the base mayor is doing is he's being mitzarif what we saw from the Mishkanes Yaakov, which is Tischei Tshuva Aleph. He's taking that and combining it with the Svara that we saw from the Pri Chadash, which said that there's a lot of room to say that Davar Charif doesn't do anything more than not Barnat. L'chatchila, we paskin against both of that term of the base mayor, but the base mayor uses this la'alacha. Rav Dinkel quotes this in the Sefer Davar Charif. Rav Ifra and I were once discussing a shayla that was similar to this, and he told me that Rav Bednar Shlita also mentioned this base mayor as a sad l'hakel. And I think that Morei Horah should have this base mayor in their back pocket, which is really, if you understand the sugya from the top down, which is really a tziruf of the shita of the Pri Chadash and the Mishkanas Yaakov, all in cases of Bidyevet, you can be mitzarif both of those shitos together. So that's a very, very important sniff. Lahaka. Yes, David.
If Basel is in the Harif, isn't the Shamanis going to also be the Shamanis?
Yes.
He said Stam, there is Shamanis. So why isn't that going to need...
He says it's going to probably be Batel. He says it's probably Shishim connected.
But it has to be Shishim against the Basel. Shamanis can't be worse than the Bliya in the Nile.
No, presumably the Shamanis is going to... Oh, you're saying the Shamanis should go throughout?
Either go out, or at least stay in the field, whatever.
I need to think about your question. I need to think. I hear. How far is the Shamnunis going to go? Would the Shamnunis go all the way into... But at the end of the day, even if we go all the way in, but the amount of Shamnunis is finite. We know how much Shamnunis there is. It's not more than that. See, what a Dover Harif does for the Blios is it pulls out Blios. Shamnunis is the Shamnunis.
Is that the Blios?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's what you have to say. That's less than the Blios, and that gets back to the other problem: how much Blios do you really have in a spoon? How much do you really have in a sacken? Okay.
Because it's something that is almost such a measure of health, because the
Shamnunis is Shamnunis, right? Shamnunis won't make a difference whether it's Ben Yom or not. That's why the base mayor asks on himself, and he says that would be enough. Okay, we have Sif Gimel to do. Is it okay if we push ahead to do Sif Gimel? Or if you prefer to stop, I'll stop as well. The advantage of doing Sif Gimel now is we would get through all of the important shitas in regards to Davar Harif. So now that we're going to be starting to be Masik Shmaitz Leib of the Hilchos, so there's one more factor that needs to be taken into account, and then we're finished in terms of cheshbening all of the factors of Davar Harif. Tavlin shenidocho b'meducha shel basar. If you have spices that have been crushed in a meducha shel basar, so you have the pestle, and then you have the bowl. There's a fancier word for the bowl. That's the mortar and the pestle. So you have the tavlin shenidocho b'meducha. So you've crushing the spices ben yomo. If it's a ben yomo, asar la'achlam b'chalav. So it's already late today. So I'll just tell you that the shach has a big problem why the mechaber says ben yomo. Sifkat and yutas. A fascinating shach. It's a fascinating teretz that one could give. But this is the discussion in the shach. Because the chura, what we've set up until now, is that the mechaber said that there's a yesh yomo even if it's an eina ben yomo. Okay, the lumdus will have to put on the side. So the mechaber says that in such a case as well, you'll have the din of davar charif, yesh omrim, and then the Rama says afilu eino ben yomo. The shach has an interesting shtickel Torah about why he left it out. Okay, now what emerges from this halacha is that the halacha of davar charif does not only apply to a sakin, but it also applies to the meducha as well. How do you translate the bowl?
The mortar.
So it also applies to the mortar itself. What do we see? We see a new component to davar charif that we haven't seen up until now. That davar charif could be affected by a sakin, and the power of duchka de sakina could also transform the meducha. The classic case that you have in Hilchos Chametz, which is really why most of the time the Mishnah Berurah is discussing these halachos over there, is if you have what's described as a beis sa'or. In fact, the Beis Yosef quotes this from the Sefer HaTrumas. A beis sa'or was a bowl that was used to hold dough, and you mixed chametz, flour and dough with dvarim charifim. So then if there is pressure, so then that has that din of davar charif and goes into the bowl itself. So this halacha applies in both directions, not only in one direction. Now, this comes up in Halacha Lemaisa as well. If you take a look, the Chachmas Adam discusses, if you have an instance where you put pressure on the food item, in such an instance, there, not only do you have a problem with the sakin, but you also have an issue with the cutting board as well. So, Dover Harif doesn't only apply to the sakin, it also applies to the cutting board. Let's see it immediately in the words of the Chachmas Adam. Back in the Chachmas Adam, Mem Dalid Yud, Miducha, She Dachin Bazangvil. You have the mortar in which ginger was, assuming Zangvil is ginger, was crushed. Vishum, Ukeyotzim, Mehmet Varmach Rifim, Shechotchu Osam Bisakin Shalbasar. Now notice this case. The case is that the ginger had already been cut with sakin shalbasar. Ginger is a davar charif. Sakin shalbasar now makes it flacious. Hari nasa ha-meducha shalbasar. So then the meducha becomes flacious. Da yidei duchka v'churfa bala, through the duchka v'churfa, it absorbs. V'asar laduch bol dvarim charifim la'ochlam b'chalav. And therefore it's prohibited to eat Dvarim Charifim that come in contact with it, Ti V'Chalav. So Rabosai, what emerges from here, very plainly in Halacha L'Maisa, what emerges is that not only does one need to be concerned with the onion itself, and with a knife itself when it cuts a Dvar Charif, right? Let's talk about the onion that was cut with a milchik knife, and then you cut it with a fleishik knife, so then you know that you have a problem with the fleishik dikin knife. Okay. But not only when you cut it with another knife, but if then you use a cutting board, that itself, with pressure, could also absorb that tan. So what would that mean? That would mean that if you have a davar charif that had already absorbed tam basar, and then you put that davar charif and you cut it on top of a milchik board or a milchik plate, then you also have the problem of duchka disakina and davar charif. I might have thought, no, I might have said that when do we say the halacha of davar charif, that's duchka disakina into a davar charif, or duchka de sakina getting from a davar charif. But who says that applies also on the board itself? That the Chachmas Adam says is this case of the meducha. The meducha now tells us a new chiddush in davar charif that we didn't have up until now. Back inside into the Chachmas Adam, kivin de lo shayach nat bar nat be davar charif u b'di'evet sarich iyun, and b'di'evet it's a real shayla. V'imchotach dvarim charifim b'sakin shel chalav, and if you cut a davar charif b'sakin shel chalav, v'chazar v'dochosam v'meducha zo, hari nivla bo basar v'chalav. What happens if it was used for the davar charif, sakin chalav cut it, and then you cut it on a fleishik dika cutting board, so then you have basar v'chalav, v'tzarech la'gilo, and then you need to kasher it. So we see an entirely new din from the halacha of tavlin, sheducha, meducha. This is all based on a sefer atrumas. It's paskin in Hilchos Chametz as well, in Siman Taf Mem Zayin. And this is the halacha, even though there's no gemara that says it, it's based on the sefer atrumas. And what emerges in terms of very practical halacha is that this is why we have different cutting boards for milchiks and fleishiks as well. It's not enough to have only a different knife when cutting the davar charif, but it's also important that the cutting board as well be one that's of milchiks and fleishiks, and then you need to cheshbon what the davar charif has already been cut for before. And if somebody takes a davar charif that has been cut with a milchik dikka knife and then cuts it on a fleishik dikka counter or on a fleishik dikka cutting board, that is going to be a real shaila. In terms of what is done halacha lemaisa, if that happens, that Emir Tzeshem will leave for next time. Finally, the last of all of the kolim, that we could get everything in now, so that we know all the kolim to be able to deal with as we get to more practical shailas, is there's another sniff lahakel that the Shach raises over here on this halacha by the ginger. The Shach raises the following question in Sifkatan Yud Zayin. The Shach says, Hilkach, he's starting from a slightly different case of the Ramah, the ginger above, but it's the same, it's as relevant now. Says the Shach, Hilkach Nira, the Ein Lahachmir Kol Kach Bezangvil, Kivan Da Filu Bitsnon Harbe Poskim Matirin Be'ena Ben Yomo. Again, this is similar to what we saw in the Halacha Lamaisim from the Beis Meir. The Shach himself gives it a reference where he says that there are many poskim who are matir be'ena ben yomo, and then he says, "V'kasav dahainu dafka bezangvila yevishta." The Shach has a hava mina that when it comes to ginger that's dry, in such a case, then it could very well be that we're going to be makel by dry davar charif. The Prima Gadim in Sifkat and Yud Zayin is very bothered by this, because he says a shach that we learned later on seems to be machmir by ginger even though it's dry. And the Prima Gadim concludes in the Sif Seidat Sifkat and Yud Zayin that this is the shita, this is the heter, but the shach himself does not paskin this way. What emerges then is that the Prima Gadim concedes that there is a heter from the Isser Veheter, that Davar Harif only applies, this is a broad heter, Davar Harif only applies to those things that are moist. And it's Mestaber, the Agav Chorfe with the Duchka de Sakina, when there's moisture, then it's more likely to penetrate. But if it's dry, it's less likely, and it could very well be that the whole Chumra only applies to those items of Davar Harif that are moist, and not too dry. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in our Simen, in Simen Sadi Vav, if I'm not mistaken, Sifkatan Yud Gimel Sifkatan Yud Dalet, I put it on your cover sheet, in Sifkatan Yud Dalet, he quotes it, and once again, like in most areas in Halacha, even though most reject it, the Sefer Dover Harif says that the conclusion is we're Machmir, there's a decent raya that I'll discuss shortly, but you should also have in your back pocket a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is right before the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach Simin Kuf Yotes Os. It's not on the page. Os Tesvav Dibra Amashkel V'Tavlin. The Chazon Ish concludes that you will be Machmir like the simple reading of the Shach, and he's Ma'arich in the Shitas HaShach. But he concludes that it could be there's a lot of room to be makel on an eino ben yoma. The lashon of the Chazon Ish is the following: Avaloshon Hashach. First word on line is pirush. Avaloshon Hashach lo mashmakein. In other words, he disagrees with the Prima Gadim. You know, I'll read the whole Chazon Ish, starting from Dibar Maskel the Tavlin Yevashim, top of Kuf Pei Vav, top of page Kuf Yevav. The Tavlin Yevashim donu achroinim b'divrei Hashach sham. The base mayor nakat the divrei hashach the yavesh ain a mafut upirishu the talent shenducho the shochnar shemaytan mura balak. A lot of etern from the base mayor. Over prima gadim pirish the divrei hashach and the divrei yisav heter avalelo svirle. The prima gadim points out that the shach himself in other cases never takes into account of a yavesh. So therefore, prima gadim's conclusion is that the yisav heter is mekel, but the shach is machmir. Avaloshen hashach lo mashkikem. What does the Chazon Ish say? If you look in the shach, it sounds like he holds to this heter. The Esher, the Kol Divrei Hashach, the Charifim Shem Lemata Bibitzal Lemukrishin Kavon Zanvil. What's the Shach's conclusion? The Chazon Ish's suggestion that the Shach is more makel for what we call category number two. That when it comes to things that are less than Snom, so then in such a case, or even Bitzalim, maybe that's even category three in our list. Then Zanvil might fall into category number three. So the Shach's conclusion is that we're machmir on snon on an Eina Ben Yomer, we're machmir on chiltis, but when it comes to a davar yavesh, on something that's not in the category of chiltis and snon, then you could be makel. So a classic pshara in halacha, where the Chazon Ish says that again, we could be makel if It's an Eina Ben Yomo Lechatchila. And Mirtz Hashem, next time what we're going to do is we'll review all of the categories in terms of Halacha L'maisa. When you could be Mekel on Ben Yomo, when you could be Mekel only on an Eina Ben Yomo. But this, the Shach claims, fits in according to the Shach. That the, he claims is not, it's no longer dochlik in the Shach himself. So that's something else as well that one should be aware of. Most poskim in the standard Kitzer books don't go with this heter, but I found this chazanish, and I think it's a valuable chazanish. That one could bring, one, the chazanish is black and white, that you can be makel on Eina Ben Yomo. We're going to start off in Mirtz Hashem next time. We'll have a list of a mile long of why you could be makel on Eina Ben Yomo. With most cases of Dor HaRif, and that really solves, I would say, 60 or 70% of the cases. We're going to come out with, we started putting them on the board already from the beginning. Now we're going to have even more reasons that you could be Mekel Eina Ben Yomo, and then we have to discuss a more modern expressions of these halachas. For example, I haven't discussed any modern cases, blenders and stuff like that. All these instances, Mirtz Hashem, we have to discuss as well. I just want to point out again that the Chazanish is pointing out that it reads beautifully in the Shach. If you take a look in the Sefer Dover Charif, he comes out that Lechumra. And that was the last thing I was trying to remember. Finally, there is a kasha though on the Chazanish and the Shach. And that is, what about Melech? Salt, the poskim do refer to salt as being a Dover Charif. Salt, Lechura, is dry. So that's a bomb. That's a little bit of a bomb kasha. So even though the Aruch HaShulchan mentions this heter, and even though the Chazanish used it by an Eina Ben Yomo, I'd be wary about using it by Ben Yomo. Because at the end of the day, salt, unless you want to argue that salt does, salt and liquid go together, right? We've seen that salt draws out liquid. So it could be that salt is a little bit more liquidy than a spice. Salt has a more intimate relationship with liquid than spices do. But nevertheless, it's a little bit of a kasha, and therefore I wouldn't take this shach ad hasof to be matir ben yoma or the Aruch HaShulchan, and would use it only in the case of Eina ben yoma. And at the end of the day, next time, we're going to have a long, long list of reasons we could be makel by Eina ben yoma. We'll stop over here. I had one more idea I wanted to share with you, just in terms of scheduling, and then Jacob, I'll take your question. As far as scheduling is concerned, so I mentioned the next shiur we'll have Tuesday. It won't be in this room, well, because Rav Bednarsh gives shiur Tuesday here, so it'll be probably in the student center. We'll find another place. Does Torah Shraga still have yeshiva? They have yeshiva on Tuesday?
This Tuesday.
Mistama. Okay. So we'll probably then it'll probably be the student center that we'll have shiur then, which gives you a lot of time. The time will be. Let's see, Tuesday, the last candle is Wednesday night?
That's what I meant.
Last candle is Tuesday night, so Shir will be at from 2:30 to we might end up having to light later, or David and I, but yeah, I can only be here at about 2:30, even though Shirim officially, second Seder starts during Hanukkah too. One more scheduling point. There, in my discussion with the Avrechim, there were many cases of Halach Lamaisa we didn't get to, and just getting through the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Ken. So I realized that Baruch Hashem, we're ahead of schedule. Ahead of schedule is good news on a few different fronts. First of all, it gives us more Chazara time. That's Aleph. The other thing that's good news is I figured like this. If we have Shir on Tuesday, and then we do Tzadi Zayin on Thursday, Tzadi Zayin we should be able to do in one Shir. So important Halachos about bread, milchik tikka bread and so on, but it's not barnat and it's not davar charif. We should be able to do that in one shir. And these will be done in Mirtz Hashem in a week from this Thursday. We'll be done. We'll make a siyum on Basar B'Challah. So I thought that I'd like to collect. First, there are a few things I feel that in terms of Halach L'maaseh I didn't discuss. I mentioned how you mishar a spoon, heat. What exactly is Yad Soledes? Things like that. Less built on a text, but going through dot, 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 issues that come up that we haven't really touched on. So we have time before Chazara, if there are any other issues, practical issues that you think that we didn't touch on, particularly when we're doing Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Dalet, and even Tzadi Hey, because then we were just struggling to understand the Shulchan Aruch and the basic Shitos and the Poskim. I think that that might be helpful. So if there are any things that you feel that are important for us to discuss, both in terms of Svara and Shitos, but Kal v'chomer in terms of Halacha l'maisa, that will be our opportunity to make up at that particular time. But I need advance warning, or not warning, but ha'aros from the guys of what issues you feel that are important that we didn't touch on. I'll try to think of my own, but it's also important to hear from you. So then what emerges then is we have time for what, l'misparam, what will be Thursday, a week from this Thursday is what day of December?
21st.
It'll be the 1st of January?
21st.
That's why that makes more sense. Okay. 21st. So then we're going to have another good 10. The Bechina will be something around, what's the 2nd, the 3rd, or the 4th? That's the beginning of the week. Something like that. Bezer Hashem. Okay? That will. So we have a nice bit of time, and maybe we'll be able to discuss those other issues as well. Yeah, Jacob, go ahead.
I'll ask you.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.